Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Somebody once said that paprika was the most mediocre of all spices.
What?
Well, I suppose that if paprika is the stuff that you just sprinkle on a deviled egg, okay, fine. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, let's not sell this wonderful spice short. It's great.
Oh, no. And you know, it's Tom Hanks made it famous as picking it for the spice of the night in the movie Bachelor Party years ago.
Right.
And I've never stopped using it since.
And really good paprika. A lot of it comes from Spain, incidentally.
Yeah, I mean,
it's wonderful.
It's a ground spice, and it's basically just dried sweet red peppers, capsicum, the sweeter varieties. And they can be dried in one of two ways. They could either be sun-dried, you know, just laid out on mats in the sun. And that's where you'll get what we typically refer to as sweet paprika once it's ground. You can add in some hotter varieties to make a hot paprika. But often, or especially in Spain, these peppers are dried over fires of oak smoke.
Right.
And so that's where you get what I think is kind of making a big play right now. And if you've not tried to use, you should, the smoked paprika.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it can do lots of cool things, for sure.
It has a very distinctive flavor.
Without
it's
a doubt.
Far from being mediocre.
Yeah, far from it.
And it really infuses a dish, particularly something like a stew.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think everyone maybe associates paprika with Hungarian cooking.
Sure.
First off,
well,
you know, I know we've talked about goulash. Yeah, sure. But you realize it's pretty much in almost every Spanish staple. The sausage chorizo is heavily seasoned with paprika. And if you're making paella and you start to saute that chorizo, the oil takes on this beautiful red glow from all the paprika. But it has been used in the past as this colorful garnish, right, on top of things. But I think there's a lot of other sort of fun dishes that one can come up with. One of the things that I use it often in is, as you said, is adding some real depth to stews. And you know, for this, I do like the smoked version. But if you don't have that, just the sweet version alone. I mean, what you're adding is a real sort of rich red pepper sort of depth to the soup that makes it really delicious.
Right. It's one of those flavors that you may not be able to pinpoint and say, that's paprika.
Yeah, it's definitely
just makes it
good. It's definitely not cumin, right?
Where,
you know, if you put cumin in something, you know it's in there. But, you know, so paprika, there's got to be some subtlety to it. If you're out there, look for, well, and in the Spanish version, it may be called pimentón. Which is what they often refer to paprika as. But it is the same, you know, even though there might be some different pepper varieties are used, it's really the same product. But there's pimentón de la Vera, which is the highest quality Spanish pimentón or paprika that they make. If you really, really want to get a hang of what this stuff's about, go search for that particular quality level, because it is a DO thing, you know, like the sort of the regional specifics for paprika. So search for that one, and I think you're going to find that it is way different than sort of the standard stuff you may be buying.
And not hard to find paprika-centric recipes out there either.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. And definitely, like we said, we should go get some smoked paprika and play with it as much as you can, because that stuff's really amazing.
Good. Folks, you got to try this paprika out. It's really good stuff. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.